Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were under pressure throughout the day today after starting off with a little bit of strength early in the trading session. But December corn closed down 4 cents in a relatively quiet trading day at 391 and three quarters. That was 1 1/4 cents off of the low and about 3 cents off of the high from earlier today. But the corn across the board down around 4 cents. November beans down 10 at 881. They were the leader on the downside, down 10 at 881 here, and a penny off of their low. And then wheat futures were 5 to 6 cents lower. Early this morning, they were thought to be the strongest market, but they could not hold on to that strength and close down 6 1/4 in December Chicago at 510 and a half, and 5 cents even in the December Kansas City at 503. And that was 1.5 cents off of the low from earlier this morning. Several things going on. Hedge funds are still short the wheat. It looks like they added to that on the downside today. Shorted a little over 100 million bushels. Corn long 380 million bushels, and then beans short 115 million bushels. And with tomorrow's USDA report, a lot of people are watching their actions and what they're, you know, whatever the market does, people would say, well, the funds think the report's doing this or that. But it looks like they just added to the short side across the board today.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Exports didn't seem to have much of an impact on grains. Wheat was in the middle of the range at 301,000. Corn also in the middle at 617,000 metric tons. And beans were actually positive. The range was 700,000 to 1.2 million. And the number was 1.385 million, but that didn't have any impact whatsoever on the price of soybeans today. Tomorrow's report, 11 a.m., is going to give us the supply and demand numbers. Corn production, the average guess is 13.504 billion bushels. That's lower than the September number from the USDA of 13.585. The yield is going to drop a little bit, or estimated to drop to 167.1 bushels an acre for the corn. And then harvested acres of 80.826 million. In September, the USDA said 81.101 million. So they're dropping the yield and the harvested area, and that also lowers the corn production. Bean production lower at 3.908 billion bushels, down from 3.935 last month. The yield's actually a little bit higher at 87.2 million or bushels per acre, and the harvested area is quite a bit lower at 82.914. Last month it was 83.549, so big cut in the harvested acre in the beans.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, December live cattle up 152 at 137.67. February up 150 at 139.17. November feeder cattle up 287 at 184.10. January up 262 at 178.90. December lean hogs up 17 at 66.15. February up 25 at 69.07. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat down 4.5 at 503.5. March down 4.5 at 5.17¾. December Chicago wheat down 5 1/4 at 5.11½. December corn down 4 1/2 at 3.91¼. March down 4 1/2 at 4.01¾. November soybeans down 9 3/4 at 8.81¼. And January down 8 3/4 at 8.86¼. December cotton down 33 at 61.72. March down 35 at 61.60. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.